On the night of October 26th, an intoxicated, unarmed 52-year-old Troy Birkinshaw took Box Elder County Sheriff's Deputy Austin Bocut on a car chase through the streets of Corinne, Utah, after he'd been cited for urinating on the side of the road. The chase ended as Birkinshaw maneuvered his vehicle out of a dead-end road and into Deputy Bocut, who had exited his own vehicle. Bocut fired two shots at Birkinshaw through his windshield.
He has a person who's under the influence of alcohol, who isn't fully conversant, who's driving at low speeds.
Attorney Jim McConkie says it was a death that could have been prevented. His firm is representing Birkinshaw's estate, hoping to end the use of excessive force by police officers.
He has time to think about how they're going to bring this chase to a safe conclusion, de-escalate the situation. He's been trained to do those kinds of things, and yet his choice is to use deadly force.
McConkie says the only way to justify the shooting is if Birkinshaw was trying to run the officer down and the officer couldn't get away.
But in this situation, the officer places himself in front of the vehicle, is walking backwards, and Mr. Birkinshaw is not trying to run him over.
Box Elder County Sheriff Lynn Yates told KUBR he did not want to comment because he had not yet seen the lawsuit documents. Whitney Evans, KUBR News.